1 week from today, the season opener for the National Football League. Cannot wait. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich hanging out with you. We've been previewing it all week, whether it's the NFL or the start of the college football season. I guess it already started, sort of, but it really gets going again tonight. Handful of games this evening, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is going to be phenomenal. Monday, it continues. And then everybody returns after Labor Day, and boom, we are off and running on this NFL season. All right, coming up today, countdown to kickoff continues two times. Two of the best teams in the league. Two teams that have the same Super Bowl odds, same conference odds. We were talking about the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills. We're going to hit both of those teams today. Great guest for each team. Ariel Epstein will join us later this hour. Final hour of the show, Mike Shope from WGR out in Buffalo, a good friend of ours. We'll also take a look at week one college football slate, tonight's games, of course, Saturday's games. A lot happening, Sam. What's going on?
I had a very, very interesting dream last night, and I don't know if I've
you remember yours
that. Okay. So I wanted to start there because I don't know if we've ever talked about this together, at least on the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know where else we talk about it though. I don't know. We don't exactly like talk on the phone all day, all night either.
About our dreams.
So I have the ability to remember multiple things from dreams most nights. Okay. So I can wake up in the morning and remember, oh, that happened and that happened. This morning I woke up and I remember vividly.
Oh, no.
You and I were at Miami Notre Dame together. And I had my Tasmanian Devil Miami shirt on. You had your Notre Dame stuff on. Miami was up 4 with a minute to go. Notre Dame is driving with the ball. And you keep saying, watch this, watch this. And as Notre Dame gets inside the 10, the stadium lights go off and the game. So we never Wait. Found out the outcome of the game.
Oh, it just ended.
I woke up then. Then I woke up.
What do you think I meant by watch this? Meaning the next play, or that I knew all the power was going to go out and the game was going to end?
No, I think that you thought CJ Carr was about to throw a game-winning touchdown pass against the Miami defense. But then, like the guy in Airplane that plugs the thing out and the runway lights go off, I think that's what happened. Or in the Super Bowl with the Ravens and the Niners, remember that? I think the game was on CBS and the power went out in the dome. Uh-huh. That's what happened at that faction of my dream. I'm winning. I could be losing in a split second. But then the power goes out, and then I woke up, and I try to go back to bed then and revisit, but you can't exactly connect dreams. I haven't mastered that skill yet, but I do remember us being at the game, and you were ready to cash a Notre Dame ticket, but then the power went out.
I'll remember a couple of key things right when I wake up, but as I get out of my slumber and the day moves on, I forget about everything that pretty much happens in my dreams. That's funny because I was thinking about more about this Notre Dame-Miami game because we're going to talk about it later on in the show. And I'm kind of at the point where I think I have to take Miami. I don't think Notre Dame should be -2.5 in the spot to start the season with Carr at center. But we can get into that coming up. But yeah, naturally, you've been the Miami guy on the show, me being the Notre Dame guy on the show. Man, that's going to be an awesome matchup. that's cool. We're in Miami. We're in Miami. The power goes out. They never finish the game. Man, did they refund all the bets? I guess so.
I don't know. I woke up, Joe. I will say this, though. You were flying solo. No wife, no kids. You were in your element. You had your Notre Dame gear on. I think you had a jersey on.
South Beach.
You were having a blast. And you kept saying,
Chris
watch
Zorch.
This. Watch this. Watch this. And I was getting nervous because as somebody that's bet on games for 20 years now, you have that inkling or that feeling in the pit of your stomach that you're about to lose. You know what's about to happen. Your team is about to give up the game-winning touchdown. And that's how I felt in that dream. And then I guess we'll never know. It's like the end of Rocky III. When Apollo and Rocky both throw the haymakers and you don't know who wins, That was my dream last night between Miami and Notre Dame.
What if this happens on Sunday night?
I hope not.
That would be awesome. We'd have a lot to talk about once we returned on Tuesday. Well, if you're watching Dodgers last night, people were saying, watch this. Watch this. Because Shohei Ohtani looked like the pitcher of old. Unlike the guy that we've seen in his previous 10 appearances. Last night, his 11th outing on the season, by far his best. It's the only time he's lasted at least five innings. He throws 87 pitches, 9 punchouts. It's his first win as a starting pitcher. I know it means nothing, but I guess it means something because he lasted long in that game. And in the last two starts, he was not great. He's given up a combined 9 earned runs going into last night. The guy's been pitching for 2.5 months now, and here it is. So there are a lot of people that have the reaction yesterday of, oh, okay, now he's ready. Old Shohei Ohtani on the bump is back. I don't know if that's the case, Sam, but they got the best version that they've seen in quite some time.
Scary to think. And also scary if you're holding anybody else to win the NL MVP. There's really only one challenger to the throne, and that's Schwarber, who I still think we advised wisely. Schwarber was 50-1, 40-1. We had some listeners send us tickets of Schwarber at 70-1, and he's just not going to win because he can't outlast Ohtani. Kyle Schwarber's got 45 home runs and 110 RBIs through 133 games. It's a really, really good season. And then you go to BetMGM, and you click on the National League MVP tab, and Shohei Ohtani's minus 5,000. He's getting stronger. He's getting stronger. We're about to turn the calendar to September, and he's getting stronger as a pitcher. Now, granted, he hasn't pitched all season, so maybe that's not as bold as it may appear on the surface. But it's really how you finish in these award markets. It's how do you do in August and September. And he takes the ball for the last time in August and strikes out a season-high 9 guys, and they win again. We know what he does at the plate. It's almost unfair. And I go back to us talking about this market in the middle of March, late March, and Shohei Ohtani to win the MVPs plus 150, plus 170, around there. We didn't even think about it because we're not trying to bet the favorite. We're definitely not trying to bet the favorite at plus 150. Maybe we just consider it now as insurance because the voters love this guy and he's the best. He's the best thing about the sport. He's a two-way superstar. He's going to win the MVP. I just wonder going forward, are we betting this next spring? And if we are, do we do it straight or do we parlay it with something else? Do we parlay it with the Dodgers to win the division or the Dodgers to win the pennant or whatever? It just feels like the inevitable move every year. If he's healthy, he's the guy to beat because he's unbelievable at what he does, plays both ways, and the voters are infatuated by everything Shohei Ohtani does.
And they should be. Once he started pitching in June, we said, if this continues, he's going to get ramped up. It's not going to be one inning, two innings, three innings. Sam, we only got to 5 and look at the reaction. We got to 5 innings for the first time, and that happens after 2.5 months of pitching, and the reaction is, it's over. He's the NL MVP. That's where we're at. That's where we're at with Ohtani. And it's not like, oh, everybody else stinks in the National League. That's how great this guy is. So, you know, once the pitching started happening, we knew this is the road we were going to be going down. And it's just a tough guy to beat. That's what it is every single year. You have to be unbelievable. And you can't go through a spell where you really struggle because he's going to be contributing, you know, war-wise, he's constantly adding. It's just never going to be close with him and everybody else as long as he's going both ways in baseball. And now he's finally pitching a lot more. And now look at it. He's running away with it. One other note. Well, there's a couple other things that we could mention here. But the big one, I would say, is the Mets sweep. Mets sweep of the Phillies. 6-0 last night. McClain, 8 innings, no runs. Dude has 3 starts and a 0.89 ERA. In his 3 starts, These are not bottom feeders we're talking about with this sub one ERA. It's the Phillies, it's the Braves, it's the Mariners. Very impressive. So the Mets look strong. They take three in a row from Philly after taking two of three from Atlanta. And here come the Miami Marlins.
I was actually wondering, where are the Marlins to win this division? And then I looked at the standings and went, never mind. 14 games back. Yeah. 14 games back. They really, they fizzled out. I mean, they got hot middle of August, and it's been kind of giving the chips back to the dealer last 10, 15 days or so. There's only two teams you can bet now for the East. And Braves. My question to the room, no, the Braves are not. Unfortunately, the Braves are not going to make the playoffs. There's only two, Phillies and Mets. Phillies about minus 500. Not going to bet that, but I also don't know that I'd bet the Mets either. You're going to have a lot of people talking Mets, especially after a sweep. The Mets are plus 360 to win the division. Any interest?
No, I'm against this team. I always am. So I understand if people want to do this. Are they good? Do they play again, or are they done?
I don't know. I should know that, but I don't. Yeah. I would guess that they do, but I don't know. I'll check.
Yeah, you would think that they do. I'm looking at the remaining schedule, and I'm really just looking at strength of schedule to start. And you can pull up if they're going to play again. They don't play
again.
They do not. It's done.
Nope.
Okay. So the Mets have the seventh toughest remaining schedule. They do get the Marlins seven times, four starting today. And yeah, they've got tough teams. No, they do.
I lied. They do. I see. I was looking for Phillies. I'm looking at the Philly schedule, looking for Phillies. So that's okay. My bad. They do have four against the Mets, second week of September.
There's the difference. There it is. Mm-hmm. What's the number again?
Plus 360, BetMGM.
What was it 3 days ago? Man.
8-1.
Yeah, I know. It's worth something if you believe in it. With the Wheeler injury, and if McClain's real moving forward, it's just, we know how it is. It's like, oh man, a couple of days ago, what is this number? Do you want to jump on it at plus 360? As far as difference in schedules, not a massive difference. The Mets one is a little bit more difficult, but I wouldn't say it's a deciding factor. The deciding factor is that four-game series that they have early on in September. That's it. And it is in Philadelphia. So you might want to keep that in mind. That's a seven-game road trip. How did these two teams end? The Mets end in Miami with three. So there's a very good chance that this could come down to the very end. Mets, Miami again. And then we've got Phillies against the Twins. They get Miami right before that. The Marlins are basically going to decide this division in a way.
Just the way Major League Baseball wants it. You want the spoilers to come in and decide. I don't believe in either team, Phillies or Mets. Wheeler going down was just a disaster for them in the rotation. Very, very tough. Very unfortunate. I don't find myself believing in either team to make a run to the World Series. Selfishly, since the Braves are out, I hope it's the Padres. I sort of adopted the Padres right before the deadline. We had that World Series draft. So I have a good number there. But to be completely honest with you, I have a feeling we're going to look up Fall Classic on Fox. And the Dodgers are back. It's probably going to happen that way.
Decent chance. Not going to bet it. But yeah, that's the obvious favorite, certainly after a night that Ohtani had. Texas put up 20 on the Angels, 20 runs on 22 hits, and Luis Robert goes on the injured list for the White Sox. So there you go. That's your day in Major League Baseball.
Two more wins, buddy. Two more for the White Sox. I'm on 48. I only need two.
You're good. You're good. That would be unbelievable.
If they go a month not winning two games, that would be unbelievable.
Will it happen in this four-game set on the South side against the Yankees?
No.
They're not going to split. Okay. So then you got to wait till next week at Minnesota, huh? Is that what you're thinking?
I think it happens against the Twins. That would be the way that I think the cookie would crumble.
Okay. Yeah, that makes the most amount of sense. Hope it happens against the Yankees. That would be fun. Joe O, Sammy P, countdown to kickoff continues. We've got two teams today. We're going to start with the Baltimore Ravens next on the BetMGM Network.